Yahweh, or Jesus? Which name do we use? I'd like to first point out that in the ancient days of the scriptures, a mere vocalization of a name didn't amount to much if the meaning of that name was not understood. Names back then had certain meanings and certain designations of renown, which the name carried with it. So today, it really doesn't make much sense if we ignore the meaning of God's name and only try to figure out the pronunciation. This is where the sacred name debate runs off track for the simple reason. Nobody was around when Moses heard the name of God given by the Almighty Himself in Exodus 3:15. As we see with the Hebrew letters, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which has commonly been pronounced Yahweh. Regardless of all the guesses and long theological arguments down through the centuries, nobody can really lay claim that they know the exact pronunciation of that four-letter tetragrammaton. It's probably something close to Yahweh, but nobody can be sure at this time. The Hebrew name Yahweh translates into English as ever-living, or eternal, or life-giver, or similar attributes of being the only living God. Now this, of course, is what God was telling Moses when he said that he is the I Am. In other words, the living God exists, while none of the gods of Egypt were alive. Moses got the message. The great Creator lives. He is Yahweh, the great I Am. However, we hear people say, that was Old Testament, and I'm a New Testament Christian, and I honor Jesus. And then the arguments begin. It would benefit both sides of the disputation to slow down a bit in brotherly love and observe that the scriptures do teach that Yahweh of the Old Testament arrived as Jesus of the New Testament. And therefore, we are talking about the same individual, albeit far more glorious than just a man. As we know, there are dozens of scriptures that testify to this truth. But in this short mini-message, we don't have time to study them all. But we can cover one rather interesting aspect of the Yahweh and Jesus controversy, and that is, God Almighty in certain scriptures entered a mathematical equation as a divine testimony to establish the truth. Now, I'm not talking about numerology in any way. Numerology teaches that there is some kind of mystical power in numbers, in a magical way. That would be Jewish Kabbalah. That's a false concept. But God is the master mathematician and did tell us in some situations to check the numbers, as the numbers don't lie. Now, it's not in every scripture, but it does take place in a few important ones to make a noted point. For instance, we're told to calculate the number of the Antichrist beast at 666 in Revelation 13:18. In Daniel 12:12, we are told that 1,335 days are appointed for an end-time prophecy. In Luke 12:7, Jesus said that even the very hairs of our head are numbered in God's accounting of all things. That being the case, the scriptures reveal that the names Yahweh and Jesus share a common number that testifies to their compatibility, as opposed to some inconsistency. In other words, mathematically, Yahweh and Jesus refer to the same individual, our divine Savior, the Holy One of Israel. In the languages of Hebrew and Greek, both alphabets use their letters as numbers. The Hebrews and the Greeks did not have Arabic numerals as we have, as we well know. We have 1 through 10. But instead, the first letter of their alphabet stood for one. The second letter was two. The third was three, and so on. In the well-known Old Testament verse of Malachi 3:6, we have the Hebrew words, "For I am Yahweh, I change not." Most people are familiar with that verse. When we add the numerical values of the Hebrew letters of that phrase, the total is 888. 888. 8 is the number of resurrection, being that 8 would be the first day of a new week after 7. Day 8 enters into a new era, we might say. 3/8 is a triple witness of truth. In Luke 1:31, the messenger of God told Mary that she would conceive and give birth to the Son of God, and that his name would be Jesus. The apostles wrote the New Testament Greek by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In the first century Greek Bible alphabet, the Greek numerical values of each letter in the name Jesus, when added together, equals 888. The same as the description of Yahweh in Malachi 3:6. Jesus, of course, is our resurrection. He is the 888. Furthermore, when we take these two scripture witnesses, Malachi 3:6 and Luke 1:31, and add them together, that is 888 plus 888, we have 1776. 1776, a very special number associated with Yahweh Jesus. Yahweh became Jesus. 888 plus 888. Both names are correct. In Luke 3:4, mentioning John the Baptist, Isaiah 40 verse 3 is quoted about John, that he was the voice in the wilderness saying, "Prepare ye the way of Yahweh." That was written by Isaiah, which name means saved of Yahweh. Isaiah 40 verse 3 never said, "Prepare the way of the Lord." The name was Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh, as recorded by the prophet Isaiah. And John was referring to Jesus, as we see in verses 21 and 23 of Luke 3. John was preparing the way of Yahweh. He was preparing the way of Jesus. And John was referring to the birth of Jesus, not later at Jesus' baptism. Jesus was 888 from his birth, according to his given birth name. The word Lord was never in the entire discussion. Lord is neither Hebrew, Greek, nor is it English. It is not a Bible word. Lord is a pagan title used by the Etruscans who lived on the Italian peninsula before the Romans. The Hebrew equivalent to this name is Baal. That's another topic. The Romans adopted this pagan Etruscan title, Lord, and then eventually so did the Roman Catholic Church as their chant, Dominus Vobiscum, the Lord be with you. John the Baptist was preparing the way of Yahweh Jesus, clearly in fulfillment of Isaiah 40, verse 3. He was not preparing the way of any Roman lord. As a side note, the relevance of the number 1776 to the name of our King Yahweh Jesus is outside the scope of this mini-lesson. But it's time that the separation of bickering between those who insist on only Yahweh and those who insist on only Jesus is mended. If we insist on Yahweh only and deny Jesus, we are denying important Bible prophecy fulfilled. The spiritual numbers do not lie. Yahweh is Jesus. If we insist on Jesus only and deny Yahweh, we are denying the living God, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, who appeared to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Old Testament Hebrew and the New Testament Greek is one book, not two books. It is the book that is for, about, and to Adamic, Saxon, Christian Israel. And it's about our Creator, Savior, and King, the 888, the living God of resurrection, in both the writings of the prophets and the writings of the apostles. May Yahweh Jesus bless you greatly, and we'll see you here next week.